sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I was trying to think of a different way to start the show, because I always go, hey, what's going on, everybody?
That's your intro.
Yeah, so I wanted to change it up.
Okay.
So what's going on? I went right back to the original.
Same stuff we always do.
I'm livid. I'm so mad.
What are you mad about?
I am so mad.
Why? Can we at least welcome everybody to the Knockout Radio live edition here at Tour de Pizza? We have a live studio audience. We have UFC fighter in the house.
Now can I be mad?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I hate tools. I do.
You employ one.
Well, I understand that, and I put up with you, and I get it. But I am so – I didn't really know I was going to start the show this way.
Okay.
And I know that we have a UFC fighter here. It just pisses me off, people on Facebook, people on social media, and I don't really even know Chase. You know, Chase Hooper did the show last week.
Yeah.
Good kid.
Right.
Did the show live from Vegas.
Right.
He responded, I don't know if you saw it, I don't know if you guys saw this, but knuckleheads tweeted to Chase, livid at him for losing at the fight, because Chase lost them money.
Well, that's it's not their fault.
Are you kidding?
Yes, you're betting on.
You're a moron.
Right.
You are a complete moron. And I love Chase's response. It was basically, he said, I don't owe you anything.
Of course not.
I fought for me. I didn't fight for you to win.
Right, money off my back, all my hard work, my sweat and tears.
It just bothered me so much. I must have ticked him off because he's jumping up already to come over. See, how about that?
He's stretching.
I really didn't expect him to come on so quickly. But either one, we'll figure it out. That was fine.
Shorts. Where did you get those?
All right, so
like Baywatch have a garage sale.
The plan was to have Alon Cruz on segment two.
It was,
but I must have ruffled some feathers or something.
He's here early.
Oh, he was eating pizza.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
You good?
No, when you brought up the people complaining about...
You jumped over here quicker. You didn't even finish the bite of pizza.
I got a little bit of crust left over.
God, I riled you. I didn't mean to. I was riled.
No, I mean, people get so mad. Like, I get so many like hate messages when I lost. Like, they're like, oh, you lost me money. You're all hype, you know. I shouldn't have bet on you. Blah blah blah. Like, are you gonna pay me back for the bet that I lost? And I'm like, oh, I said, you know what you can do next time? Bet against me, and then maybe it won't happen again.
That's
well, they hard, get so mad.
But it's hard to bet against you because coming out of the contender series, you won with a flying epic knee knockout.
Mm-hmm.
So of course the buzz was behind you, and so when you entered the UFC, of course you're gonna have people betting on you because. You're a finisher, and that's right. What people want to see. It's dynamic.
It's just wild.
I'm just sitting here. I'm dumbfounded.
And you owe me $10, by the way. Because I bet on you as well.
You know what? As much as I hate that, I hate that people did that, I want somebody to come up to a fighter, mm-hmm. to them, to their face, and say that. Not hide behind a computer, not, you know, hey, I'm not a gambler. You know, but my whole thing about gambling is it's called gambling for a reason.
Right.
You're gambling. And my uncle once told me that they didn't build those casinos in Las Vegas by losing. You know, now granted, you were talking blackjack and card games and that kind of stuff. But for anybody to reach out to you or to Chase, or I'm sure it's done to everybody, mm-hmm. To me is I really want to know. I really want somebody to tell me whether they truly believe that. Do they really expect somebody to text you and expect you to pay them back for their lost wager?
I think they're just so mad that... So Coach put it this way to me, which made sense. He said it's not that they're mad at you, that you lost, or that they're mad about you losing, but he's like, it's because they thought that you were going to win. They were supporting you to win. So they're basically fans of yours and they're just so mad that you lost that it just comes out, you know, as anger, I guess. And, you know, most of these people that say this, they don't have a profile picture of themselves. It's like a car, or it's blank, or it's private, you know, so they're not, like, really out there, right? If you look me up anywhere, it's my name, it's my picture, that's me. You can contact me directly. I'm public, you know? So
at Publix.
You can come to Publix. Yeah. I'm there every Tuesday night. Come see me.
Exactly. Well, I like how your coach kind of talked you down and settled you down. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's wrong. Yeah. But well, I'm just saying it's stupid. I mean, I don't know which coach, and obviously I'm coach playing Daniel. Around because I know all the – I assumed it was him just because that's his demeanor, mm-hmm. you know, is that. He doesn't look for bad in people. You know, he looks for the good in people. I just think those people are morons. That's the difference between Danny and I.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just stupid for anybody to reach out whether they believe it or not. Whether they're trying to light a fire under you or be a tool like Matt or whatever, just to me, to send that tweet out or a Facebook post or whatever to me is ridiculous.
It's just, you know, it's
the way of the world.
We're in the time of fighting where social media is a huge thing and everybody's accessible, right? You can message John Jones. He might see your post and he might like it. He might respond to you. Whereas 10 years ago, you couldn't do that. The only time you're going to get in contact with a fighter is if you were media, right? And you're talking to them or you see them in person. You know, you can't call Matt Hughes back in the day and, you know, hope he picks up. So we're just very accessible. So, you know, that's just how it is.
So there's pros and cons to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, building up your social media, you know, is good and bad. You know, but I'm on Twitter. I'm not on Instagram, so I don't really know how a lot of this stuff works. Do you have to accept or like or whatever, or can they still tweet to you even though you're not following them?
So on Instagram, like if someone sends me a private message, a direct message, and they're not like friends with me or anything, it comes up as a request. I can read what their message is first and decide to either delete it, block them, or accept it. And then if I accept it, then they see that I read the post and then I can, you know, reply to them, which most of the time, like I'll go through every single request. It takes me a long time. I do it throughout weeks, maybe months. But I'll go through every request because most of the time it's people saying, hey, champ, I think you're awesome. Can't wait till you come back. Or, you know, they'll repost my flying knee or something like that. You know, they'll comment on something. And people love you just liking their message right. or just taking the time to, you know, say, thanks, man, I appreciate it. You know, they really love that and they become a true supporter. Whereas if you don't say anything, they're probably still going to watch you fight. But I think it really means something to them.
Do you respond? And we are talking to Alon Cruz, UFC fighter. Do you respond to the negative? Like, I would have to. I would imagine Daniel's in your ear. He sits on your one shoulder. You know, Alon, don't respond. And then I'm on your other shoulder. No, go for it.
It's 50-50. Like I've told my girl and a few friends that I've converted, is what I call it. I've converted a few people to be fans of mine. You know, so they were talking trash about me losing or I was a hype or whatever the case may be, saying something nasty. And then I'd say, but you never met me, so how do you know that, you know, I'm this way or, you know, whatever the case may be. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm just really mad. You know, usually what it is, when you message the negative people, they come back and they say, oh, you know, I'm actually a really big
You're
fan.
You're such a nice guy.
Right. They flip and then they become a fan and they follow you. And then, you know, like I have a friend who, or not a friend, but like a, you know, acquaintance over Instagram who was a big hater of mine. I think after because the extra shots after, you know, I knocked him out and then I hit him. You're like, oh, you think you're, you know, a man for, you know, hitting somebody who's already out cold and you're, you know, hit him with extra shots, you know, like that's messed up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, I explained it to him. You don't stop fighting until the referee tells you to stop. You know, if I'm in there, I told him too, I said I had hit Steven Wynn in the second round with a flying knee and he ate it and he caught my leg and he was good to go. The third round, hit him with it. He fell down. I still thought in my mind he could get back up.
Sure.
He might get up, and I don't want to have to deal with him getting up again. So I go for the finish.
So, Matt, would you call that a sucker punch?
Billy Q?
No, I mean, what Alon did.
No.
He said that Billy's was a sucker punch.
I did not say.
I would have done that 100%.
Absolutely.
I was laughing pretty hard.
People on the internet said that. I just repeated what they said.
And we talked. Well, we talked about that, you know, last week. You know, when Billy was here, and I tried to stress it. The fight's on until the fight's off.
Right.
You know, once it stops, I had a situation. We talked about it last week with Eric Reynolds. You know, who kind of did something. He was carrying our flag, the David Vieira flag. And there's a big difference between the fight still on and once a referee stops it.
Right.
So I think we need to hit this break. And when we come back, UFC fighter Alon Cruz is going to sit down with... Oh, that's right. You're already there. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Alon Cruz hanging out with us. Now, do I say UFC fighter Alon Cruz? So that we can get some haters to kind of
say whatever you want.
Publix Tuesday night, Alon Cruz. Mm-hmm.
After you retire from the UFC, like McGregor for the fourth time, will you still always be a UFC fighter? Or like, will you always be your title or former fighter?
No, it's former. See, well, we talk about this because once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was in the Navy. I'm not still in the Navy. You know, it's former Navy.
Right.
So Marine, for some reason, they think they're better than us, you know. So they're once a Marine, always a Marine. So that's why he was asking UFC, you know, fighter.
Will always be UFC fighter Alon Cruz, or will be like, at one point this was my job.
I'll tell you one thing: he'll always be my teammate.
Oh yeah,
once a teammate, always a teammate.
No, that's true. This is true. I guess it's kind of like, you know, when people, you know, once if you become a champion, people always call you champ, right? Even after you lose the belt, they don't just stop calling you champ. People continue to call you champs. So I guess you're always a champion. I guess in their eyes, you are. So,
do you want Fight Island or do you want Vegas? Because it appears like, you know, UFC is going to go back to Vegas. Everything will be in Vegas, or everything will be at Fight Island. So far.
Yeah. Well, thing is, I don't have a passport, so I can't even go to Fight Island. And all the passport services at any offices are closed right now due to the COVID outbreak. So I can't. It's not even an option for me. I have to stay domestic. So,
unfortunately. They didn't tell you to get a passport once they signed you, or
it wasn't.
Granted,
like
you're not
forced,
thinking ahead.
It wasn't like forced on me. I mean, because I was really just focused on making my debut, and I really wanted to fight domestically for my debut. So I really wasn't concerned about getting a passport. And I was like, after this fight, I'll go ahead and get a passport. And then literally right after Norfolk is when they shut everything down. So, or for the most part. So, you know, I kind of missed my chance to do that. I don't know if the UFC has, like, if like, you know, I was going to fill in for somebody and the UFC has some kind of secret pull that they can be like, we can get you a passport. Then,
yeah, I'm not sure they do.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
You know, I'm tight with everybody there, but I don't know if they're going to be able to pull those, you know, yeah, types of strings.
Yeah, so it'd be in August. That's what I'm looking for right now is August, like early August.
Any idea who you would like to fight, or is it really when they call, you'll take whatever?
Well, I'm going up a weight class. So I haven't really announced this anywhere, but I'm going.
Well, you just did.
Well, I just did down. So I'm going up to 155 for this next fight.
So try it out. For those people that are going to retweet it, for once they can say that they heard it on Knockout Radio that you're going up.
There he is. You heard it here first.
We broke some bare knuckle stuff up like a week or two ago, and everybody posts it, but they never say where they heard it. Oh, we heard it somewhere. But, well, some people do. Some people do. We heard it somewhere. We just don't remember where. So how does that go? You reach out to the UFC and you ask, can you go up? Are you telling them
no,
you're going up?
I have my agent, Daniel Rubenstein, with Ruby Sports and Entertainment. And we talked over the phone. And because, you know, obviously, while the whole pandemic thing was going on, it was hard for me to, like, find.
Was
like,
going on?
Did it? Or is going
okay
on. It was hard.
I didn't know if it was over.
Was
that's
like,
great.
It was hard for me to find training, like real training.
Sure.
Because, like, you know, I know, you know, a lot of people during the outbreak, you know, have been just. It's been business as usual. They've been training. It doesn't matter. Their gyms are open. They're doing whatever. But for us, my girlfriend and I, you know, her mom lives with us, so we've been really careful, you know, throughout the whole process. And so I told him, I was like, you know, I would tell, because he would text me and, you know, ask me, like, what am I thinking? Like, when I want to fight? And I was like, look, I was like, I don't have any real training going on right now. I was like, I'm trying to stay in shape, but I was like, I definitely can't accept any kind of fight at the moment. Well, once training, I started figuring out my schedule and things started opening up a little more. Now that I'm back to full training, you know, I told him, you know, a few weeks ago, I was like, I talked to him and I was like, you know, because I'm a little bigger now, you know, I'm not, you know, as big as I was, you know, a couple months ago. And, not that I'm fat, I'm just bigger.
Right.
So, you know,
I'm fat.
Yeah. You're just older. That's all
okay,
it is.
Okay.
So I told him, I was like, you know, can I try 155? I was like, you know, it'd be a lot better for me, I think, just not having to cut 10 more pounds. You know, I already cut a ton of weight, and my frame, I'm 6 foot with a 78-inch reach, is still pretty good for 155. I'm still going to be bigger than a lot of 55ers. And I asked him about Chiesa, you know, how he liked being at 170 as opposed to 155, and he said he loves it. He said
sure.
He thinks that everybody should go up a weight class. So I was like, well, then can I try, you know, 155? And he said, yeah. He said, if you don't like it at 55 too, you can always go back down. So my next fight is going to be at 155. And then if I feel comfortable there and I feel great and maybe I perform better, I don't know, then that might be my new home.
Well, and it's good to have both where, you know, if you like one, mm-hmm. you know, you can stay there. If you don't, you can go back down. What do you think you learned the most out of that whole experience? Not just the elk, but right. you obviously did learn something there. What did you learn that entire week and during the fight?
Man, obviously it's a little different now, but
sure.
just, you know, the UFC is it's a machine. You know, you get there, they have schedules set out for you. You're going to be here at this time. You're going to do this at this time here. You know, I have multiple people that I need to, I can call and text if I need to find out information, but it's a well-run machine. Like it wasn't really hard for me to, navigate through fight week because if I had any type of questions, people were accessible like at all times. So it was cool. It was cool to do the whole, you know, B-roll, you know, do the shadow boxing, take the pictures with the flag and everything. Get my fight kit and try it on for the first time, you know, and see my name on it, everything. It wasn't really any different than any other regional show. It's just run way better, and there's just a few more obligations that you have to do throughout the week leading up to the fight. You know, getting to the venue, I mean, we're on a bus, you know, because we went from the hotel, which is like 45 minutes away from the actual venue. You know, we get there, USADA wants to, you know, do a test right then and there in the locker room. So I had to do USADA. I had to do it twice because the first time, I guess I was too hydrated. So the pee sample wasn't, you know, it was diluted.
Right, right.
So the USADA guy's waiting here for an hour for the next time that I need to go pee while I'm trying to warm up for the fight, which I'm the second fight of the night. So, you know, other than that, I mean, it could be, I know people say like the UFC jitters, you know, gets them. I really don't experience nervousness leading up to the fight, like fight week or like in, you know, walking out or anything.
What did you experience? What that walk? Mm-hmm. Now you're in the UFC. Mm-hmm. You're in the back. They're like, all right, Alon, let's go. Are you thinking, holy crap, I'm really here. I'm finally here. Or is it just another night?
Yeah.
Again, it was a couple months ago.
No, I know exactly what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking anything because that was really just a weird night mentally for me. I prefer to have butterflies if possible, or to really be kind of like in the moment and then that flight or flight situation. But that whole day to me was kind of just like, you know, very flat. You know, it was like getting up out of bed and walking to the cage, you know, which is not a great thing. So I really didn't think anything. I mean, I walked up when I did my walkout, you know, even my girl, she was like, you didn't look like you. And I was like, I didn't really feel like me, you know, when I was in the cage, I didn't hear Bruce Buffer saying anything to me. You know, I mean, I know he's calling my name and I'm pacing back and forth. And usually I'm thinking very mean things in my mind about my opponent. But at this moment, I just really wasn't thinking anything. It was just a really weird experience. So to be honest, I'm more looking forward to my second walkout. Where I can hopefully take in things more. Maybe I'll get like some butterflies, you know, to help me like really get prepped, or I just really need to hype myself up. Sometimes I just, most fights, I just don't get hyped up. I'm just like, it could be like right now I could walk to the cage and fight, and that's how I feel most of the time.
Final thing for you, because I know you got to go. You got to get over that bridge.
Yeah, got to walk a dog.
Hate driving over that bridge because you never know. It could be a two-minute drive.
Oh, dude.
Or it could be a 45-minute drive. What do you want to tell your fans and the people that right now are your haters mm-hmm. to become fans? You know, we talked about it at the beginning, but, mm-hmm. you know, tell us one thing that you want to tell them, and then you better get to that dog.
Man, one thing you can always guarantee when I fight and you watch me fight is it's always going to be exciting. I've never been in a boring fight. My style doesn't lead to a boring situation, whether I'm getting finished, which all three of my losses have been by finish, but all of my wins, you know, have been, you know, I mean, I haven't finished all my fights, but they're all pretty exciting, you know. So anytime you watch me, it's going to be an exciting fight.
So follow you on Twitter. Follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, Alon Cruz, A-L-O-N-C-R-U-Z on everything.
And
it's pretty simple.
An announcement, hopefully July-ish, June-ish, late.
Man, I hope
this is June.
I'm hoping to hear this week or next week, hopefully. If I can get on that Stipe DC card, that'd be pretty dope.
Go walk your dog. We'll hook up later.
It's not my dog.
No, the dog. Sorry.
The dog.
Go walk the dog, and then maybe we'll go hunter hunting. hunting. That's what we'll do. Alon, thanks very much for stopping by. Pizza's still over there. Matt will make you a couple more. And we're going to hit this quick break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Very special guest coming up next. Not that you're not a special guest.
Yes.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, back coming to you live. Take care, Alon and Karen headed out the door.
UFC fighter, Alon Cruz.
Not former.
No, he's still current. He's on the way up.
He is.
Just starting out.
Got it out of the way.
Yeah, he did. He got it early. Well, we got a stacked show today.
Well, Monty Cox coming up momentarily.
Okay.
And Monty goes back even further than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Monty used to manage Tim Sylvia, Pat Miletic, Matt Hughes, Mark Hughes, Jens Pulver, Jeremy Horn, and about 473,000 other athletes.
Okay.
So Monty is coming on momentarily.
Right.
And it's literally been a good 15 years since he's been on.
Really?
Maybe 12. Wow. You know, it's been a long time. But
a lot has changed since.
I should have known. I was talking to Pat Miletic, who is returning to combat fighting.
Pat Miletich is coming back to combat fighting?
Not only is Pat Miletich coming back to fight, he's going to fight Michael second to none. Do you know who Michael Nunn is? Former world boxing champion?
No.
So this is going to happen July 18th in Davenport, Iowa. And yes, you and I are going.
What?
Yep.
A road trip.
Jeremy Horn's going to fight.
Okay.
There's some other names that possibly could fight.
Wow.
And momentarily, we'll have Monty on.
Am I only going because I'm driving?
Thinking about doing the drive.
Are you really?
Do we want to drive or do we want to fly?
To Iowa? We gotta fly.
It's a long, long drive, but are we ready to fly?
I can't really. Well, I don't know. Is the coronavirus still a thing?
I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a thing for a long time.
Because I think the murder hornets left. They're not here anymore.
They did leave.
Yeah, they just like, so, you know, screw that. We're going somewhere else.
That's the quickest thing. They were in and they were out before we even knew about it. That is the plan to go.
That's amazing.
I've always wanted to go to Davenport. You know, because of the Miletich and, you know, that's the Miletich fighting systems and all that kind of stuff. Maybe we'll get a workout in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to get a workout in.
Well, I'm thinking about saying something really stupid.
Say it.
Well, no, I'm not going to say it yet.
Okay.
My really stupid thing is for the jiu-jitsu guys.
Okay.
We
got the Jits Kings promotions in the house waiting to go live. So this is a third event for you guys, right? This is your third event. I mean, they were picking up big steam, and then the corona shut everything down as the world collapsed. So they got an event coming up Saturday here locally, Largo, Florida.
It is local. See, I remember last time they were on, and again, we're going to talk, you know, more, you know, with them. So we'll save it. I'm not going to say my little spiel.
Don't spoil it.
You know, because then that would cut their segment short.
Sure. Yeah, we got to keep them here.
And I want them to be on longer because my typical thing is the more they talk, the less I have to.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
And since you don't talk,
I'll go make a pizza.
This will definitely be perfect. So it is right around the corner. It is July 18th. I want you to gas up the car. Let's rent a really cool, you talked about renting a really cool car to drive to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that for Davenport?
Let's do it. I'll drive. I got no problem driving. Do you really want to spend 18 hours in a car with me?
Does it really matter whether I'm spending that time in a car with you or in a hotel with you or on an airplane with you? It's going to stink no matter what it is and where we're spending the time together.
But a plane is a shorter duration of time of misery.
Well, no, it's still going to be the same length.
This is from the guy who threatened to eat me on Alligator Alley because I missed the last gas station.
Hold on a second. I didn't threaten.
You said.
I told you I would eat you if I got hungry.
And
we ran out of gas, which we would have done. And it just would have saved you everything awful that happened in Miami if that would have happened on Alligator Alley.
Nothing happened in Miami. Miami was wonderful. Like Steve Lenay is still in our lives. Like nothing happened.
If you want to believe that.
That's fantastic. Steve Lenay is still alive and well and thriving, I would say, because of that Miami trip.
Did you watch Saturday night? Did you watch the fight Saturday night?
I watched the title fight. I watched Amanda and Felicia Spencer.
I watched that as well. The one thing, obviously, Amanda, if John Jones still is the GOAT. If he is,
right.
Amanda has to be second.
She has to be.
And I don't go to their websites. I don't look at pound for pounds, all that stuff.
And Cejudo's got to be up there too.
Well, no, he can't be up there.
Why?
Because he retired.
Well, I mean, he'll
not
Jones,
well.
Didn't Jones relinquish the belt? Didn't he give up the belt as well?
Yeah, but one has nothing to do with the other.
Speaking of retirement, like, do you think that Dana White's come out publicly said these guys are, you know, 1099 employees? Do you think they'll ever unionize, the fighters will ever come together and have a union?
You know, I don't know. Our next guest may know because he's been around this a whole lot longer than I. Well, not quite, but longer than I. I don't want to add age to either one of us. Like I said, it's been a good 10, 12, could be 15 years since Monty Cox has been on the program. But let's welcome him back. Monty, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Appreciate
it. I'm now in Michigan.
I think I saw that. Have you been there long?
Just a couple of years. I was 29 years in Iowa, and then started there. I was the editor of the Quad City Times, you know, newspaper. Right. And then when MMA started in '95, I got hooked on it. And then in '96, I left the paper to do this full time.
when I mentioned before you came on and I started to run down a couple of the athletes that you used to manage, what was the total number? How many athletes did you manage, and are you still managing, you know, in your career?
Yeah, I still have around 20 or 25, and I've had 9 UFC champs and 3 Bellator champs, and then just total. I mean, I think I'm at about 170 guys that were in the UFC, and probably 250 or so total, something like that.
Unbelievable. And you just mentioned that you still have 20. I'm assuming one of those 20 is going to be fighting on July 18th.
No, I don't think. Oh, you mean Pat Miletich?
Right, I was talking about that.
Oh, I don't manage Pat anymore. That guy, once they turn 50, I got to cut him loose.
Okay. Well, then I guess I got cut loose about 15 years ago. So tell us about this event. You know, Pat has been talking about it. I've seen it on Facebook for quite some time. And now I've not only a date, but Matt and I might either have driving plans or a flight reservation to finally come up to Iowa and check this out. Tell us about the event.
Well, you know, this all started. A bunch of guys, you know, Michael had gotten out of prison and he was free to travel a little bit. And I'm good friends with Michael. I mean, when I was at the paper, I traveled with him. I went to Ecuador. I went to Mexico City, you know, Vegas numerous times. So because he was from Davenport or Davenport paper, I covered everything he did. And so I'm tight with him. Of course, Pat was the first guy I ever managed. And he got me into the MMA, and so I got two friends. They're all coming out to my show, and you know, they're teasing. And Pat's like, hey, I'm in great shape. Why don't you get me a fight? And Nunn goes, hey, while you're at it, why don't you give me a fight? And I said, I can't get either of you a fight. I go, unless you want to fight each other. I go, that I could sell. And they kind of looked at each other and said, we do that. And, you know, for about 5-10 minutes, I thought they were joking. And then, you know, they were very serious. And then I got, you know, then I got excited. You know, like, how can I not promote, you know, the two greatest fighters out of the Quad Cities ever fighting each other? I mean, it's just unheard of. Every monster crowd that we've had in the Quad Cities, one of these two has been involved in it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is going to be a kickboxing fight, correct?
Correct. I mean, both of them concede that if it's an MMA fight, as soon as Pat gets, you know, Nunn down, it's over, and vice versa. And just a boxing match, come on. I mean, Michael Nunn was at one time he was Mayweather. He was 35-0 and the greatest fighter in the on the planet. And you know, he was the first guy, middleweight, super middleweight, and under, to make $1 million a fight. And so, I mean, you know, he was something. I mean, people forget, but I mean, he was something. And so in boxing, that would be fair. So we kind of talked about kickboxing because Pat says, you know, give me a chance to chop him down with leg kicks. And Nunn is like, well, you got to get inside of my reach, which is amazing. I mean, his reach over Pat is like having another arm. You know, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
I believe he was known as second to none. So, you know, we all understand why. You know, Mike Tyson has talked about coming and doing an exhibition. And I just want to make sure, and I've already talked to Pat, and I already know the answer. This is not an exhibition. This is going to be a fight.
Yeah, no exhibition. And they both have different reasons to do it. Like, Pat, he just continues to push the envelope. You know, the other day he wrote, he goes, just finished a 42-mile training run. I mean, like, on purpose? I mean, why? You know, who runs 40? I don't want to drive 42 miles. But this guy's in that stupid shape, you know, so he wants to prove it. Nunn has been offered, just, and it's not concrete, you know, in boxing, everyone offers before they can really offer. But there's talk of him fighting Roy Jones in Europe and getting $5 million. And one of the things that they want to see is that he still has, you know, some movement and some ability. And so he's got something to prove going into this. So they both have things they want to prove. But at the same time, you know, my request, and, you know, once the fight starts, but I said, you know, Pat, you know, don't take this guy's knee out. I mean, you know, kick him, hurt him, do what you got, you know, you're fighting. But, I mean, don't cripple him, you know. And by the same token, you know, you hope that if none has Pat, you know, dazed and confused, that he doesn't add to the all the concussions he's already had.
Sure,
you know, but,
sure.
But you know how that works. You start out, and everything looks fine, and then someone hits someone too hard, and a fight breaks out.
Right. Then the adrenaline. Right, for sure. Who else is on the card?
Well, right now the undercard. I'm putting together some kickboxing matches with some other fossils. So I've got Jeremy Horn is going to kickbox. Travis Fulton wants to kickbox, and a couple of local guys have, you know, talked to me, Jason Medina and stuff. So I'm putting together just some kickboxing, and they'll go against also guys that are at least 40, you know, that kickbox. And then the undercard will be boxing the rest of it. And they got really good boxers. They got a kid that 3-time Golden Gloves out of Cedar Rapids, who's 1-0 as a pro, and you know everyone's looking at him. There's a 13-0 kid from Davenport that thinks he's got, you know, they think he's got potential, and he's going to be on the card. So I hired someone to do the boxing undercard. I haven't done boxing in a long time.
Where can people either get information? Where will they be able to watch it? I think you said Pat's going to stream it. You know, how can people get involved other than the two of us making the drive?
The streaming is Pat's deal. I honestly haven't. I've had so many other things trying to get this thing going. I haven't really talked to him about it, but I know he's done it before, and I'll have to find out for you as far as tickets and things. They're online at nitrotickets.com, and just under the event, Clash of Legends. And you got to hit the icon a couple times, and everything comes up. You can buy tickets online, and you'll get them at will call, and it kind of gives you an idea of what the layout looks like.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get it out to the Randy regime. We're going to get maybe Grossman will come over. Maybe we'll get Eric to fly in from Denver. We'll bring a little entourage. It should be a lot of fun. Monty, thank you very much for the time. We'll get you back on just before the event to talk about it again.
Yeah, let you know how the tickets are selling.
Awesome. That is Monty Cox. What, did you have a question?
I actually have a question? I did have a question for Monty.
Well, Monty's still there. Go ahead.
Monty, you were there from the beginning till now. What do you think the biggest change in the sport has been? Like, what's the biggest evolution? Is it the full-time commitment? Is it the nutrition? Like, what do you think has changed the most?
This is an easy answer for me. When I first started in the first 5 years, the fighters were really into the sport, dedicated to fighting. If you're not going to get paid, they still fight. They you know, you couldn't stop that from fighting. You know, we tried in bars and everything. We couldn't stop him. So he's a fighter. You know, the MMA saved his life. He was headed to prison for beating everybody up in bars. So those were the guys. I had guys that would break their hands and hide it from me because they thought I'd pull them from the car, and stuff like that. Where I had no problem putting together a fight card a month and a half, 2 months out, and none of the fights changed because no one wanted to back out. You know, there just weren't that many opportunities. Nowadays, you know, I mean, we got more people drop out than stay in. And you know, some of the excuses are, you know, it's just a different type of fighter now. Now it's all about money. Not saying that's not right. It just is. It wasn't back then because there was none. And there, I don't think they fight. If you told most of these guys, something happened to your elbow, you can never fight again, I don't think it would crush them like it would have crushed the guys back in the 90s.
Monty, thank you so much, man. You're a legend of the sport. We look forward to seeing you on July 18th, and thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you again in 15 years. Absolutely. We definitely will. We'll definitely get him back on.
Sure.
All right, man.
And now welcome to the program, the Jits Kings promotion crew. We got Project Pat. We got Enrique and Eduardo Colon.
What's up?
In-house again for the third time. Number three, this is the Jits Kings promotion number three event. We have the professional announcer next to me now. Welcome to the show, guys.
What's up,
thank
man?
You.
What are you guys going on Saturday? What are you guys doing?
We are putting on the most stacked 16-man invitation the grappling world has ever seen. That's what we're doing on Saturday, man. And we're super excited to do it. So, you know, it's going to be a big deal. I think a lot of people are paying attention to it. And this is something we love to do. So we're excited to give the fans what they want. I mean, everyone's been on lockdown and they want to see some exciting stuff. And that's what we're here for, man. Just keep getting better and put on a good show.
Before we talk about the event itself, talk about what you guys had to go through, you know, to put this on. You know, where bare knuckles right around the corner, they're having to go through, jump through hoops and all that kind of stuff. What did you have to go through and how difficult was it?
Oh, it was tough because we had a youth show schedule that we had to cancel. Actually, not cancel, but postpone. And so we had tickets that were already sold and it was devastating. We had a card already put in. You know, we had marketing costs. We had a lot of work that we put into it. That unfortunately we had to reschedule, but we're fortunate. We were able to cruise through it. We're now focused on coming back. We're gonna do it with a limited audience, and our card is just phenomenal. Honestly, I'm really humbled by the quality of competitors that we're able to recruit. You know, props to our VP of talent acquisition, Pat. We have the best bracket I've ever seen. I've been in jiu-jitsu for about 11 years right now, and I've never seen any brackets like this before. I watched every single promotion out there. I'm a jiu-jitsu nerd, and I promise you, this, like Craig Jones said, the number one 88-kilogram grappler in the world, he said whoever wins this bracket should easily be considered in the top five of the world.
There's a weight class for him? I just thought he was the greatest in the world. I didn't know that there
he's
was.
He's one of them.
He's one of them.
He is so much fun to watch, and he's one of the guys that brought me into love to watch it. I've done jiu-jitsu. I've faked my way through whatever. I loved, and I told you this last time you guys were here, I would rather watch a jiu-jitsu tournament than watch an MMA fight.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Not just him, but, you know, Gordon Ryan's also talking about our tournament. They're calling it the craziest bracket they've ever seen for this price, and honestly, I can't tell you who's going to win. Everybody's paired up so evenly, and everybody's a killer here. Everybody can submit anybody in any of these matches. Not just that, we combine points with submissions, and so whoever can just outlast, you know, the no points part, and whoever has the best wrestling and just can score the most points in the second half has a really good shot at winning it all.
With a limited audience, A, is there tickets available? B, how do you get them? Because I would suggest, and I'm not trying to push it for you guys because you don't need the help, but if it's a limited audience, then you need to get them before you can't sell anymore.
Yes, correct. So we have...
make sure Matt doesn't get a ticket.
We only put out 50 tickets on Eventbrite, and I really urge people to come in. They're all great seats. You know, there's no audience out there except for those 50 spectators. We encourage them to come in and be loud. We want a crowd. We don't want silence. We want it to be as normal as it could be. You know, people want normalcy. They're sick of being secluded. They're sick of being in their homes. They're ready for entertainment, and we're glad to give them just that, the best jiu-jitsu tournament the world's ever seen.
I don't know if I should say this, but, you know, I don't hold back, and I don't tell you what I'm going to say. I like no crowds. I like limited crowds. I'd like to be able to hear. You know, with the limited crowd, you can hear coaches talk. You can hear teammates talk. You can cheat and hear Daniel Cormier telling you what you could and shouldn't do. You know, that types of stuff. Now, that's not great for ticket sales, but I think it kind of adds to the tournament a little bit, too, or the fight or, you know, whatever.
No, I completely agree with you. I think it's just part of it. You know, it's the times that we're in, and whoever can succeed and be the best that day is going to be our next king.
I think the talent is going to stack up with the audience isn't there. Just the fact that the talent is in the room and those guys going to be going, like, that's going to be louder than any possible audience. Like, each of those guys is so good, they bring a presence.
Sure.
I feel like into a room and it's a small room. You know, and whether you're there or not, you're going to feel it, man. You're like, oh, my God, look, it's possible Jimenez and Tackett might shake hands here. What's going to happen? You know, it just, I don't know, man. These guys are the best guys in the world, so we're going to see what happens.
Talk about the format. You know, there's a lot of people that they're familiar with jiu-jitsu tournaments and the formats, and then there's people that think they know, but they don't know because there's a little, you know, niche here or there. What can people expect, and where are they going to be able to watch if they can't get a ticket?
So only on Flow Grappling.
Yeah, Flow okay. Grappling. So our rule sets pretty much is, to be completely honest, I've watched every jiu-jitsu possible tournament there is, the IBJJF, EBI, Kasai, whatever it is, and I watched them all, and I took the rule sets that I thought from the best of each one and combined them to this. Like, it's a heavy-based ADCC rule set, but like Enrique was saying earlier, you get 3 minutes, no points, and 3 minutes, points. So if you're a sub-only guy, here's your shot. If you're a points guy, you wait the first 3 minutes, score your points, you win the match. Either way, both rule sets, both styles will have an opportunity to win. We're going to do 6-minute matches, 3 minutes, no points, 3 minutes, points, all subs legal, no slams. So anything could happen, and it's exciting when guys know, okay, if I just get this, especially our overtime rules, I enjoy that golden score. So let's say me and you are grappling, and we go to overtime, it's a tie. The first one to score wins that match. So it's super exciting when $5,000 on the line and it's a finals match and the first guy to score 2 points wins $5,000. And both guys know that, so they're not accepting either position.
Sure.
And you just see some of these guys dig deep and they go really hard here. It's an exciting rule set. I got it. I mean, I watched the ADCC East Coast Trials and West Coast Trials 2019, and they were the most exciting matches I've ever seen. It's one match after another, and it just keeps going and going, and it's exciting, man. I don't like the sub-only style because I feel like some guys can kind of relax, but when there's points on the board, you can't relax.
Sure.
If I score 2 points on you, you have to score that back, and you can't accept it. Where you see a lot of times in sub-only, guys will kind of concede positions because they're like, hey, there's no points. Well, no, if there's points, you're not going to let me get that position. If you're not letting me get any position, that opens you up for a submission. So that's why you see the action in our matches, because there's an ability to do both, you know. And if you watch our fights, man, there's very few ref decisions, there's very few boring matches, and they go very quickly. Before you know it, you're in the finals. So
how many matches do you have to win the money?
Four.
Four.
Four and matches.
That's a lot of matches. 4 6-minute matches, possibly against the best guys in the world. If no one's been in a deep bracket, after three or four, it's just like, that's like I'm saying, the top four guys are going to be some of the best guys in the world, and you're going to be watching those guys battle it out, and for $5,000, and you can't play it safe. You can't take it easy and coast through anything, because anything could happen with any of these guys. You might get submitted, you might get scored on, you know. So
the brackets are out. The first round's unreal, yeah. And it just builds up from there. That's what I love.
Sure.
You know, it just, you never know what match you're going to get, but you know you're going to get the top talent, top shelf. I mean, the whole way.
When you say the bracket, I mean, who is, you know, put the numbers? Who is the number two and who is the number four? Is it you guys sitting down in a room? Do you randomly pull it out? How did you do it?
We trust Pat to put together the best bracket we can, and we do it by matchup. We don't do it by ranking. It's just whoever provides the most
styles.
Exciting yeah. matchup there is.
Yeah, I like a conflict of styles. I like the IBJJF guy versus the sub-only guy. I like the guard puller versus the guard passer. I like stuff like that. You know, I don't want to put two leg lockers together. We know what's going to happen. They're going to battle for legs. But why not have a guy who's got a strong passing game versus a guy that's got a strong leg lock game, you know? So that's kind of how I base it. I mean, I also, this time, I planned ahead. Usually, I just put the brackets together. First round's cool. This time, I looked, like, to the second round. And then
I was
backwards.
Just going
to
ask you that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay, the first round's cool. Everyone's excited. But the second round's even better. So I kind of planned ahead to be like this. And then people were talking about the second round matchups before the first round matchups even happened. Who knows if that guy's going to make it to the second round.
Right.
But just the concept of that, having a Tackett versus Jimenez match, everyone wants to see that. Like, William Tackett versus Roberto Jimenez, two of the hottest guys in the sport right now. Everyone's talking about them. They're winning. They're submitting people. They're not just beating people. So, you know, and that's what everyone's talking about, the next final round. So, you know, I try to make matchups that I know are going to be exciting and that people are going to hunt for it and that want to see. You know, that's the part of being a matchmaker. What do you want? I mean, I'm a fan as much as I am a competitor. So I know what people want to see, I believe. So
you guys going to hang out for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll hang out.
All right. We're almost at the top of the hour. So that's 1 hour down, and I want to get into this a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being one of those guys, you know, all those people that reached out to Chase and gave him crap for losing and the money and all that? Somebody posts something about, hey, you're not going to get out of round one. You know, we're looking at your opponent versus somebody else in round two. How's that going to motivate that guy who everybody's saying is not going to win? So we're going to talk more about that in a second.
They came bearing gifts. So look at that. Randy Karras, some Just King promotion swag.
Sweet. In my favorite color, too.
You look amazing.
Everything is red. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. My face, watching every
move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.